Welcome to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master television programs are readily available in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa on Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east. For worldwide viewing, we are conveniently available online at suprememastertv.com 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, dedicated exclusively to positive television programming.
In today's news, China sends $5.2 million of goods to aid Darfur. In environmental news, California researches transmission lines to get electricity from green sources. In cultural news, India's animation industry is growing. In archaeological news, excavations in France point to the Celtics having a very advanced civilization. In health news, eating whole grains reduces the risk of hypertension. All this and more on your positive channel, Supreme Master Television.
Today in history, September 20th, Ernesto Teodoro Moneta was born in Italy in 1833. Mr. Moneta was a committed pacifist. He was the editor of the journal Il Secolo, The Century. The role of editor allowed Mr. Moneta ample opportunity to explore, share, and develop his beliefs on peace and take action on those beliefs. By 1890, he began to publish an annual peace almanac and was a representative on the Commission for International Peace Bureau. In 1907, for his efforts, Mr. Moneta was awarded the Nobel Prize for Peace. May God continue to bless the work of those who, like Mr. Ernesto Teodoro Moneta, are devoted to the cause of peace.
Fly-in news. France and Russia insist on peace with Iran. On Tuesday, Russian and French foreign ministers Sergei Lavrov and Bernard Kouchner expressed their country's peaceful wishes. Mr. Lavrov said that military responses to the world's problems, including the Iranian nuclear program, are unnecessary and unacceptable. Mr. Kouchner agreed, saying that military action was out of the question. Thank you, Mr. Lavrov and Mr. Kouchner, for your commitments to world peace. May God bless you and your countries with peace for many years to come.
Fly-in news. Britain promises support to Nepal. British International Development Minister for Asian Affairs, Shahid Malik, met with Nepali Prime Minister Girija Prasad Kuirala yesterday to pledge $8 million in support of Nepal's peace process. The financial gift will be managed through the peace fund set up by the Nepali government. Thank you and God bless United Kingdom for your compassionate generosity. May heaven bless Nepal with the peace of brotherly love and prosperity for all people.
Fly-in news. Syria and Lebanon reopen border. Two border crossings between Syria and Lebanon will soon reopen, signaling the return of peace and security to the region. Syrian Interior Minister Bassam Abdelmajid announced that the posts Arida and Dabusia will open once again, allowing travelers to freely pass between Syria and Lebanon. Visiting Lebanese Member of Parliament, Waji Barani, praised Syrian President Assad's decision as excellent news. Thank you, Syria and Lebanon, for your show of trust and peaceful wishes. May Allah bless your people to enjoy continued open frontiers and friendly relations.
Fly-in news. South Korean officials in North Korea make final summit preparations. A delegation of 35 South Korean officials crossed the inter-Korea border on Tuesday and met with North Korean delegates in Pyongyang to complete preparations for the upcoming summit between the two Koreas' leaders. From October 2nd to the 4th, South Korean President Roh Moo-hyun will meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. We join all Koreans in joyful anticipation of this exciting event and pray for a smooth and successful summit for the beautiful future of all Korean people, with God's bountiful blessings.
Fly-in news. United Nations encourages ratification of the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty. On Monday, the United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon encouraged all countries to ratify the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty, which would put an end to nuclear testing. 177 countries have signed the treaty, which will become effective once ratified by 44 countries that have nuclear technology. Thank you and God bless you, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, for your tireless efforts in promoting a safer and nuclear test-free world. May God bless all countries in their efforts of creating a peaceful, safe, and harmonious coexistence among all nations.
Fly-in news. China and Togo celebrate 35 years of diplomatic ties. A reception was recently held in Beijing honoring 35 years of friendly relations between China and the West African nation of Togo. In 2005, China and Togo did $570 million worth of trade. Congratulations to China and Togo for their 35 years of diplomacy. May God continue to bless your relations with harmony and prosperity.
Fly-in news. World's richest man offers sanitation project in Latin America. Mexico's Carlos Slim Alou announced Tuesday a $500 million project to improve sanitation throughout Latin America. The project, which will be supervised by Carso Health Institute, is expected to contribute greatly to preventing infection and boosting the health of rural communities, especially among children. Thank you, Mr. Carlos Slim Alou, for improving the lives of so many people. God bless your generous and caring heart.
Fly-in news. New York Mayor provides aid for travel safety programs. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg donates $9 million through a family foundation for the development of traffic safety programs in Orlac, or Vietnam, and Mexico. Funded by the Bloomberg Family Foundation, these programs will help prevent traffic injuries by encouraging the use of motorcycle helmets, seatbelts, safe driving, among others. Mayor Bloomberg, we are so touched by your generous and caring heart. May God bless you abundantly, and may all travelers in Orlac and Mexico be blessed with safety.
Fly-in news. Uncle Ben's and Lila Ali partner to feed hungry kids in the U.S. Uncle Ben's, the U.S.'s largest rice brand, is donating $1 million to open additional kids' cafe locations in the U.S., which will provide more than 150,000 free meals and snacks to low-income children each year. They will be partnering with boxer Muhammad Ali's daughter and celebrity health and fitness expert Lila Ali. Thank you, and Allah bless Uncle Ben's and Miss Ali for helping to ensure kids are well fed in the U.S. Best wishes with your new partnership.
Fly-in news. China expects to go 30% green by 2050. At the Solar World Congress in Beijing, Shi Dinghuan, president of the Chinese Renewable Energy Society, stressed that for both economic progress and environmental protection to operate smoothly, China needs to develop and increase the use of renewable energy. By 2050, renewable wind and solar power could account for 30% of China's energy. This was the first time since its inception 20 years ago that the Solar World Congress was held in China. Thank you, China, for balancing economic and environmental demands by investing in clean energy. May heaven bless your efforts towards sustainable development.
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Vancouver, Canada, cooking classes in a tent is an ongoing activity held by Vancouver Center. Some of our association members who own a vegetarian restaurant were given very positive reviews in the local newspapers. There were so many inquiries about how to make vegetarian food that cooking classes in a tent came into being. This is one of the ideal ways to share vegetarian recipes and enjoy some delicious vegetarian food together. Our association members were glad to be able to introduce the compassionate diet to the local residents and show them how easy making delicious vegetarian food can be.
In world news, a fifth shipment of aid from China has been sent to Darfur. The containers with $5.2 million in goods have been sent to help improve the situation for those living in Darfur. These include cross-country vehicles, ambulances, medical instruments, and mobile houses. China's Vice Commerce Minister, Wei Jingguo, said the Chinese government wishes to see early realization of peace, stability, and economic reconstruction through negotiations in the Darfur region. Sudanese diplomat at the embassy in China, Abdelmanayem Osman Abayiti, expressed Sudan's gratitude for the aid, saying it was a testimony to the friendly relations between Sudan and China. China's special envoy for Darfur, Liu Guijin, said that the situation was already improving in Darfur. Thank you, China, for your care and compassion for the people of Darfur. We pray that peace and stability soon return to the region with God's great blessings. Coming up on Noteworthy News, California spends $6 million to research green energy. We'll just step out to collect the rainwater and be right back. Keep your dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television.
Hello there, my friends. I'm Clucky the Chicken. Welcome back to Noteworthy News. Positive news for a better world. I've just come in from the garden, and I'm happy to say that the plants are doing very well. I'm using an organic planting method called companion planting. It's a great way for your plants to work together to protect one another from frost, soil bacteria, and other deterrents to growth. For example, companions for asparagus are tomatoes, parsley, and basil. Now for weather from around the world.
Environmental news. California seeks green energy projects in neighboring states. The California Public Utilities Commission decided to start a $6 million project to research the possibility of new transmission lines to receive electricity from green energy plants in California, Nevada, and Arizona. California continues to find ways to meet the set goal of acquiring 20% of their electricity from renewable sources by 2010. Thank you, and God bless California for your efforts to find innovative ways to save the environment for all its inhabitants.
In cultural news, Indian moviegoers are becoming more enthralled with animation movies. The themes of some of the recently released animation movies are of a spiritual nature, of the gods and goddesses of the great country. Hanuman, Shiva, and Krishna are three animation movies that Indians have enjoyed. A new one, Icy and Spicy, is the first three-dimensional animation movie that is widely circulated. Congratulations to Indian filmmakers! May animation movies be blessed with growing success, bringing joy and spiritual themes to many viewers. Coming up, eating whole grains reduces women's chance of hypertension. We'll go for a quick prayer and be right back with more positive news. You are watching Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In archaeological news, advanced civilization found in France offers clues to ancient Celts. Archaeologists working near Mount Lesoix in Burgundy announced the discovery of an ancient acropolis. They also believe that the ruler of the city may have been the mysterious Princess of Vix, a noblewoman whose tomb was found in 1953. She was found surrounded by jewels, gold, intricate artifacts, and many symbols of power. The discoveries are believed to provide two clues to the ancient Celts of this region. First, the discovery of the princess's 2,500-year-old tomb, along with several noble women's tombs, indicate that these Celtic women held substantial positions of power. Secondly, the materials, craftspersonship, and types of articles indicate that the Celtic civilization was highly developed. The most noteworthy piece was the discovery of the largest Greek crater found from the ancient world. Thank you, historians and archaeologists who are uncovering these wonderful treasures for us to marvel at God's design.
In health news, a study published in the August 2007 issue of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition has concluded higher whole grain intake was associated with a reduced risk of hypertension in middle-aged and older women. Women who eat the most whole grains had a reduced risk of 11% of developing high blood pressure compared to those with the lowest intakes. Whole grains include oatmeal, bran, brown rice, whole rye, whole grain barley, buckwheat and quinoa, for example. About 29,000 female US health professionals who are from 45 years old to mid-50s and had no history of cardiovascular disease, cancer and hypertension took part in the study in 1992, which lasted for 10 years on average. Many thanks to researchers at the Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, Harvard University School of Public Health in Boston, and the University of California, Los Angeles School of Public Health. It is good to know that a diet rich in whole grains has beneficial health effects.
Today's joke, told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, is entitled The Reason for Not Getting Divorced.
有对夫妇都告诉他们朋友说，我们决定今天不离婚了。哦，那些朋友很高兴说，啊，这样子啊，太好了，恭喜你了。啊，为什么呢？不是说你们说上个礼拜已经不共戴天了吗？嗯，然后那个太太说，对啦，本来是这样啊。不过我们决定不离婚，为了小孩啊。哦，他那个他朋友听得好感动，说，对，应该这样才对啊。不过。 以前为什么不为了小孩想这些事情呢？啊，他说啊，以前不一样，我们离婚了以后才知道，我们两个谁都不要一个养小孩的。
And now for our viewers hotline. This hotline is from Tibogo, who wrote.
Supreme Master TV is beautiful. I love the positive programs that spread a gentle and friendly vibration. It is the best thing since sliced bread. Happy first anniversary. Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Teboho, Johannesburg, South Africa.
Hello, Teboho. It's so nice to hear from you. Thank you for your lovely heartline. We appreciate your good wishes. Greetings to your wonderful country and may God's blessings be with you always. Supreme Master Ching Hai sends you her love.
Do you have a hotline today? We appreciate your comments and uplifting news from your part of the world. So please keep writing to us at info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
Thank you for joining us on this edition of Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Stay tuned for 24-hour positive TV programming on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
May your day be filled with love and kindness. Farewell, and we'll see you soon.